land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It's his 11th trip to the region since the Hamas attacks of October 7th, 2023. Secretary of State Antony Blinken back in Israel in hopes of reviving ceasefire talks following the killing of top Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar. 2 weeks out from Election Day, Kamala Harris barnstorming with former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, a Republican in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. ABC's Rachel Scott has more on Donald Trump in North Carolina.
At his rally in Greenville, Trump promising mass deportations, vowing to invoke an 18th century law that allows officials to detain people from other countries that the U.S. is at war with. It was last used to justify Japanese internment during World War II.
Think of that. 1798. That's when we had real politicians that said, we're not going to play games. We have to go back to 1798.
A day after the New York Liberty won its first WNBA championship, the Players Union announced it's opting out of its collective bargaining agreement to demand higher pay. Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein is being diagnosed with bone marrow cancer. He is being treated while in jail in New York, facing retrial on rape and sex assault charges. China ramping up military exercises not far from Taiwan.
The exercises held off the coast of its southern Fujian province, which faces Taiwan. It comes just a week after a massive air and sea drill it called punishment for Taiwan's president rejecting Beijing's claims of sovereignty. Ships were alerted to avoid the area during this latest live fire exercise. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the foreign desk.
South Korea today warning it may start sending weapons to Ukraine. That after North Korea allegedly started sending troops to Russia to help with the war. Both Russia and North Korea are denying that. The son of Hugh Hefner apparently wants Playboy back. Cooper Hefner reportedly willing to spend about $100 million to buy it, the brand, from its current owners. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Homeownership comes with some unknowns. Insurance is one of them. Our hometown agents ask the right questions to find the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Contract Driftless Area Group today to get your free insurance review. When it comes to insurance, Driftless Area Group are experienced professionals you can rely on. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 or stop at our office at 27128 Highway 14, Richland Center.
Are you in the Christmas spirit? Bring your littles to Court in Maine as we are having our annual Photos with Santa coming up on November 9th from noon to 2. After photos, children can decorate cookies provided by Court in Maine. Photos will be taken by Mary Kate Photography. We can't wait to see you on November 9th from noon to 2 at Court in Maine in downtown Richland Center.
A funeral service can help us remember the person who died and share our unique memories with others, creating hope for the future. This is Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Our goal is to allow families to create a funeral service that recalls good moments and special times. We also want you to have a service that allows healing to begin. We are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
Chances are you're not hearing this ad while topping 100 in your Aston Martin or taking a spin around town in your Rolls Royce. But if you are, then Donald Trump's tax plan is for you. Just ask him.
You're rich as hell. We're going to give you a tax cut?
But if you're hearing this on your way to work or school pickup, if you're heading to the grocery store or wondering how long you can stretch that tank of gas, then your plan is Kamala Harris's plan. She'll make the wealthy and big corporations pay their fair share so she can give the middle class a tax cut, as well as $25,000 for first-time homebuyers, $6,000 for first-time parents, and a $50,000 tax deduction for starting a new business. Because that guy in the Cybertruck that just zoomed by doesn't need another break. But Kamala Harris knows you sure could use one.
Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Voters of these 50 states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, certainly not as sunny today as recent days, thanks to a weather system coming in from the southwest. As of early this morning, it was causing some spotty showers around central Iowa. They are tracking northeast, so we do have at least a chance of a couple of sprinkles or light showers today, but very small amounts. There'll be a cold front charging through the region later tonight. Most of the rain with that should stay in northern Wisconsin, but it will bring us some gusty northwest winds by early tomorrow morning, ushering in much cooler temperatures for tomorrow. In fact, a pretty hard frost expected Wednesday night. Thursday, expect some sunshine early, but clouds roll in with the next front. That could bring us a decent rainfall Thursday night. Current indications are that up to a half inch of rain could fall. That would be very welcome, given how dry it's been the past 6 weeks. Behind that, some chilly air tries to move in for late Friday and Saturday, but still around normal. Looks like a nice weekend with plenty of sun as well. The forecast for today, considerable cloudiness, high near 72. Spotty light showers or sprinkles by late morning with south winds around 10. Tonight, partly cloudy and breezy, low 44. Tomorrow should be partly cloudy, breezy, and quite a bit cooler with a high of 56. Northwest wind between 10 and 20. Wednesday night, mostly clear and frosty, low at 30. Thursday morning sun, then turning cloudy. Rain likely in the evening with a high of 63. Heading into Friday, decreasing clouds and fairly nice by afternoon. Low 43 with a high of 62. Saturday, mostly sunny. Low 33 with a high of 58. Sunday should be another pleasant fall day with mostly sunny skies. Low 32, high 59. And Monday, partly cloudy, windy, and warmer. High about 66. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Right now. Yesterday's high was 81 degrees. The record high, 86, set in 1953. Record low, 16 in 1952. Last year's high was 56 and the low, 33. Sunset will occur at 8 minutes after 6 o'clock this evening. The sunrise time coming up tomorrow morning, 7:25. The time. We have a southwest wind that has been pretty constant this morning, around 3 miles per hour. Barometer at 29.87. No precipitation today. Cloudy skies today, and after a low of 47, we're up to 52 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look at the postseason for high school sports. Details on some exciting Monday night games last night in football. And the Packers assess how it went on Sunday.
Attention, do-it-yourselfers and pros. At Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel, grab the Milwaukee M12 Fuel Hatchet 6-inch pruning saw kit for just $270, and they'll throw in a 2-pack of M12 batteries worth $130 for free. And check out these oil deals. Mobil 1, only $6.99 a quart. And Napa Premium Synthetic Blend, just $3.29 a quart. Hurry into Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel today. Quality parts, great prices, and expert advice.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. Tonight marks the beginning of the WIAA volleyball playoffs. The right to play at state coming up Thursday, November 7th. And in Division 5, the matches include North Crawford hosting Lafarge Youth Initiative. The winner of that match will face Ithaca at Ithaca on Thursday. Cooley Christian Providence Academy of Lacrosse plays Waniwok Center. The winner of the match will play at Seneca on Thursday. Also tonight, Weston will be at Waseca Steuben. The winner of that match faces Highland on Thursday. In Division 4 matches, Iowa Grant is at Wisconsin Heights. The winner to play at Mineral Point. Also, Fenimore will be hosting Boscobel. The winner advances to take on Cashton. Southwestern is hosting River Ridge, with the winner to play at Hillsboro on Thursday. And Brookwood awaits its winner of tonight's match between Riverdale and Kickapoo. The match will go on at Kickapoo High School this evening. I asked Coach Jesse Kinney of Riverdale about the matchup.
I feel like watching a little bit of footage, it seems kind of like pretty similar. It's such a volleyball, such a streaky game that any given night, and even from set to set, teams look totally different. I mean, I watched one of their Ithaca sets and it was like, you know, they took a game or here and it was the scores, and it's just, it's, you know, it's girls and it's volleyball and it's emotional. And so it's, every 8 points, it can totally change what's going on in the set.
I asked Coach Kinney about her team playing in the always tough SWAL, if that better prepares them.
I feel like with, and I know every coach thinks that their conference is the toughest, but man, when you have the top three teams in our conference that you get to play, luckily for us, you know, twice this year, that's six tough matches. And especially with Cuba and Point being ranked all year, and they're going to make a deep run wherever they're at and whoever they're playing, if they play their best ball. So I think the conference does definitely prepare us, but I also think that's another big bonus for us getting to get out of the conference then, is like, okay, we've seen this, we're prepared now, and we've played really tough teams, so let's take it to somebody else and hopefully show them what the SWAL is like as well.
Hear the match tonight on WRCO, Riverdale at Kickapoo in high school volleyball. In Division 3, River Valley will play at Westby tonight. The winner will face Dodgeville on Thursday. Viroqua hosts Lancaster, with the winner to advance to play Cuba City. Luther, the fifth seed, plays number 12 Prairie du Chien. The winner advances to face the Richland Center Hornets on Thursday. Richland Center has a bye, and also Mauston is playing at Darlington. The winner travels to La Crosse Aquinas on Thursday night. Black River Falls plays at Wisconsin Dells, Monroe at Reedsburg, and La Crosse Logan at Portage, among the Division II matches. And then high school soccer gets underway with a few play-in games today. In Division III, Dodgeville Mineral Point is playing at Cambridge Deerfield. The winner plays at Wisconsin Dells Thursday afternoon. Also, it's Jefferson playing Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca at Whitewater. The winner advances to play second-seeded Evansville. In Division IV, Faith Christian is playing at Mauston. The winner plays number 1 seed Lake Country Lutheran. Richland Center and River Valley both have off nights tonight. They will play on Thursday night in the second round of the tournament. The Blackhawks will host the Hornets for a 7 o'clock kickoff time. Bowling scores to recap from the Major Bowling League. Geary Construction had the top series last night, 36-68. Fraser Home Improvement, 33-40. And Lonesome Dove Tavern, a 33-21. High Game Honors, Geary Construction, a 12-52. Cardinal CG, 11-75. Fraser Home Improvement, 11-67. Top series, Ken Nick Sr., a 6-63. Don Maley, 179 over average, with a 6.59, and Terry Wheaton with a 6.55. Ken Nix Sr., a 2.56 game. Terry Wheaton, a 2.42. Ken Nix Jr., a 2.36 in Major Bowling League action. Chris Middleton won't be in the lineup when the Bucks start the NBA season in Philadelphia tomorrow night. ESPN is reporting Middleton will miss the start of the campaign. The team is expected to move slowly as he returns. The 33-year-old veteran had surgery on both ankles during the offseason and did not take part in any preseason games. Milwaukee coach Doc Rivers and his staff want to make sure the 6'7" athlete is fully recovered before taking the court again. The NBA will get underway with games tonight. It's New York playing at Boston, Minnesota at the LA Lakers. If LeBron James and his son Bronny make NBA history tonight by playing in the same game for the Lakers, Ken Griffey Sr. and Ken Griffey Jr. will be there to witness it. The first father-son duo to play in Major League Baseball plans to be in attendance at the Lakers season opener in their countdown, their downtown arena, where the entire crowd will be hoping to see the James family accomplish the same rare sporting feat for the NBA. The Griffey's presence is exciting to Bronny James, the 20-year-old rookie picked in the second round by the LA Lakers. Lamar Jackson threw for 281 yards and 5 touchdowns, helping the Baltimore Ravens overcome an early double-digit lead and extend their winning streak to 5 games with a 41-31 victory Monday night over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Kyler Murray ran for a 44-yard touchdown and led the Cardinals on a drive that set up Chad Ryland's 32-yard field goal as time expired, and Arizona rallied for a 17-15 win over the Los Angeles Chargers. When Packers starting quarterback Quay Walker suffered a concussion, Eric Wilson seized the opportunity. Wilson had big plays in the Week 2 game against Indianapolis, including an interception. Sunday was even better on the field for 57 of 64 defensive snaps. Wilson produced 2 sacks, 4 tackles for loss, and a pass breakup. He played middle linebacker, wore the communications helmet, and helped make it a long afternoon for the Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud and his teammates. Defense deserves a lot of credit. Jeff Hafley, the defensive coordinator, was credited yesterday by head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, he did a nice job of mixing up the coverage behind those pressures. And shoot, we had multiple times we had free runners at the quarterback. I do think we need to finish a little bit better in some of those situations where you got to give CJ a lot of credit. He's a really good quarterback. He's strong. He's athletic. And he was able to get out of some of those sacks. But to be able to put the kind of pressure on him certainly had a huge impact on the game.
LaFleur says he was confident that his new kicker, McManus, would make that last field goal.
We're fortunate that he's been in those situations before. So I know somebody was standing next to Byron, and Byron's like, yeah, no problem. He's going to make it. So, yeah, I think we had a lot of confidence in him.
Moving forward, though, LaFleur knows the Packers can't keep turning the ball over.
Two of those drives started on the 11-yard line, so it's been very, very few times, I think, I've seen when you lose the turnover battle by three possessions or three takeaways and you come out on top. So it was great by our guys, just the resiliency they showed and continued to compete and battle, but we knew it was going to take probably all of the 4 quarters to get it done.
With a look at sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Hey, Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
High school football playoffs are officially here, and we've got you covered with all the news and notes. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. Week 9 football is complete, and before we move on to all the playoff information, let's take a look back at the big stories from the final week of the regular season. A number of conference championships were decided, though there was just one matchup between teams that entered unbeaten in league play. In the Six Rivers Conference, Potosi-Cassville rallied from a fourth quarter deficit to down Blackhawk Warren 27-18, clinching an unbeaten regular season and league championship. The reward for Potosi-Cassville, who spent the last half of the season ranked number one in the WSN D7 coaches poll, a 3 seed in their grouping, and rematch against Blackhawk Warren in level one of the playoffs. In the Quick Trip and Wisconsin Dairy game of the week, Beaver Dam went on the road and had no trouble with Port Washington, posting a 23-0 win to secure an outright East Central Conference crown. After leading the state in rushing last season, Notre Dame's Christian Collins has continued his strong play, going for 349 yards and 4 touchdowns as the Tritons wrapped up an FRCC South title in a 41-7 win over Oshkosh North. On Saturday, the WIAA released its 224-team qualifying field for 11-player football and 16-team bracket for 8-player. Head over to wisports.net to get the full bracket, seeds, and matchups for your favorite team, as well as in-depth previews and analysis. This has been a wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net.
It is 8:20 and a vintage Paul Harvey. Rest of the Story program is up next, sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm, focused on relationships, not transactions. They help you prepare for and recover from the unexpected.
Now, the rest of the story. In 805 AD, the Emperor Charlemagne gave a small amount of land to a handful of Pyrenees mountaineers. It was a gift of thanks in return for their assistance to his armies in fighting the Moors. Well, that land became a republic, and it's still a republic today. It's called Andorra. Andorra's near 1,200-year history has been a peaceful one for the most part. But once upon a time, Andorra went to war with another European country and stayed at war for 44 years. As you might imagine, Andorra is one of the oldest republics, if not the oldest in the entire world. It's also one of the smallest. The whole country is about half the size of New York City. Now, whereas Andorra once relied on tobacco smuggling for revenue, its economy is based on tourism today. Its mere 25,000 citizens play host to nearly 1 million tourists annually. They come to ski or simply to see. The country's most beautiful scenery is waiting for those who don't mind a long, hard hike. Its rugged, majestic land. In many ways, time has overlooked Andorra. And inasmuch the country has avoided some progress, but also some peril, the diseases of poverty and crime which rack the rest of the West are virtually non-existent. Of course, Andorra's domestic tranquility reflects its generally peaceful relationship with the world at large. But that little land is strong for national defense. Every man who owns a gun is required to serve in the army. War. It's a word Andorra would like to ignore. As you now know, students of Andorran history recall one belligerency which lasted 44 years. It all started in 1914. That's right, for 44 years between 1914 and 1958, Andorra was at war. See, Andorra was in World War I along with practically everybody else in Europe, on the side of the Allies and consequently against Germany. Then the conflict was over, Germany lost, the Allies won, and everyone went to Versailles. January 1919, Italy, France, the U.S., and so on, met to promote a lasting peace, and the result, as every schoolchild ought to know, was the Treaty of Versailles. But Andorra did not participate in that historic peace conference. They didn't participate because... because they weren't invited. It was a mistake, an oversight, but Andorra was left out of the peace process. And so, perhaps quite naturally, Andorra remained at war with Germany. Officially, at war. If Germany knew, there's no evidence Germany cared, but nonetheless, a state of war existed between the two countries through otherwise peacetime and World War II, and peacetime again, all the way to 1958, at which point even Andorra grew tired of nobody caring. But that arguably insignificant nation did something I dare any modern nation to emulate. I mean, what's Iraq going to cost the United States? Hundreds of billions? whereas Andorra maintained its hostilities against big bad Germany for four decades plus on an annual defense budget of $5. Now, you know the rest of the story.
Our personal service includes savings. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We're always looking for ways to bring you more value and convenience. That includes opportunities to save. For example, a savings may be available to those who choose to bundle a State Farm auto policy with a homeowner's policy. Lower premiums may apply if you have a new home or an older home with completely updated utility systems. Let's talk about the homeowner's insurance choices that make sense for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
Hi, let me tell you a story about a 10-year-old boy growing up in a small town. His parents were divorced, and the boy lived with his mom, who worked hard to provide. Each day, the boy walked home from school, dropped his books off, then headed next door to help his neighbor in the garden. There, the boy listened as his neighbor told tales of honor and bravery in World War II. It was in that garden where the boy's dreams took root, dreams of serving his country and farming the land. I'm Tony Kurtz, and that boy was me. I went on to serve 20 years in the U.S. Army and establish my own farm. Today, I'm honored to represent my neighbors in the legislature. I want everyone to be able to pursue the American dream, but I know that dreams don't start in a big building with marble columns. They start in our neighborhoods. That's why I've worked hard to push money out of Madison and back to our communities. I've secured larger investments in roads, schools, and hospitals while cutting taxes and maintaining a balanced budget. On November 5th, I ask for your vote so that we can achieve even more.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
100.9 WRCO. You've been strutting around here, laying it on pretty heavy. I saw that little black box in your drawer when you walked out the room.
Cars on the wheel and decals, 'cause I like
to see. The only thing that I like more is you riding with me. Talk about falling in love. We'll raise it up 6 inches. Chrome kit on a 4x4. You're all mine and I'm all yours. Yeah, this girl likes sports.
Chapel Hart on WRCO Radio. It is 8:30. Good Tuesday morning. Our trivia question of the day on the subject of country music coming up here in a few minutes this morning as we head toward 72 later. Maybe some rain. Doesn't sound like a lot if we would get it, but settle the dust somewhat out there. I'm worried about my ladybugs and box elder bugs, though. They might get wet. Oh, well, what do you do?
In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in mind. You took the single out of my life. Now I can't wait to see you tonight. In my CJC, messing with my rear view. No, I don't feel like me. Girl, if I ain't got you. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it. It's all you. If it's up to me, there'd never be nobody else. In that blue beach chair by my side in the sun. Don't even wanna be there, girl, if you ain't the one. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it. It's all you.
Since we got out of town, so what you thinking? Yeah, if you're ready, I could come over right now. You call the girls, I'll call the boys. We'll pack it up and drive anywhere you wanna go. We'll go there tonight. We can fit four in the back seat. The cops come, we'll hide. Are you ready? You know I'm ready. Let's ride. Jumping off of the rocks, out to the ocean, yeah.
Put a blanket down under the boardwalk and kick it. We'll live it up and throw it down with all of our best friends. We'll drop the top and hit a spot where summer never ends. Cause a good time and a peace of mind are just around the bend. Are you ready? You know I'm ready.
Dan and Shay on WRCO. Emotional farewells are a common sight at airports, but travelers leaving the New Zealand city of Dunedin will have to be quick. A new 3-minute time limit on goodbye hugs in the airport's drop-off area is intended to prevent lingering cuddles from causing traffic jams. The cuddle cap was imposed in September to keep things moving smoothly in the redesigned passenger drop-off area outside the airport. It was the airport's way of reminding people that the zone was for quick farewells only and not lengthy goodbyes and long-time hugs. So, and in New Zealand, I guess say your goodbyes before you get to the airport. That might be better.
Hi, I'm Kamiko, the founder of Miko's Hot Chicken. When we started our family restaurant, we were also raising a family. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy. Our Chase Inc. car was there to reward us on all of our business needs. Now we have a thriving location, and we're hungry for more.
With the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card, you can earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owners compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, and a member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I work to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Hi, this is Bev from Cobison Buses. Being a bus driver and providing safe transportation for our students to and from school is a very rewarding job. I have a great group of drivers, and you can be part of our team. We are currently hiring for part-time trip drivers here in Richland Center, and we also have an option for drivers to travel to our DeForest terminal daily. This can be a 40-hour per week job or part-time. A travel vehicle will be provided, and you get paid from the time you leave the Richland Center terminal. Starting pay in September is $21 per hour with a sign-on bonus of up to $2,400. For questions, call me at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Ballway.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Today, what we're playing for is delicious pizza. This is from the good folks at Muscadet Mini Mart, a large pizza with your choice of toppings, if you know the correct answer to trivia today. What do these artists have in common? Tracy Nelson, Dave Dudley, Pee Wee King, and Josh Thompson. What do those artists have in common? Tracy Nelson, Dave Dudley, Pee Wee King, and Josh Thompson. For a pizza, 608-647-4155. Here's Dwight Yoakam.
Maybe someday I'll be strong. Maybe it won't be long. I'll be the one who's tough. You'll be the one who's got it rough. It won't be long and maybe I'll be real strong.
Congratulations to Norm Sandmeyer, our winner of trivia today on WRCO. What do these artists have in common? Tracy Nelson, Dave Dudley, Pee Wee King, and Josh Thompson. They were all born in the state of Wisconsin. There you go. Norm Sandmeyer knew it. Got to get up early in the morning to fool him. Very good. He wins a great prize from the Muscatty Mini Mart, a delicious pizza, and all kinds of your choice of toppings. I always go with, I like hamburger toppings, but bacon, Canadian bacon, ham is good, you know, olives and mushrooms and, yeah. That's pretty good, too. Anyway, Tracy Nelson, born in Madison, Wisconsin. Dave Dudley in Spencer, Wisconsin. Have you been there before? Pee Wee King, born in Abrams, Wisconsin. Pee Wee King, the oldest member of that list, but certainly very influential and famous in his own right. He co-wrote the Tennessee Waltz with Red Stewart, who is his singer. And wrote several others as well. Josh Thompson, born in Cedarburg, and was a member of the Star Spangled Celebration cast some years ago as well. So there you go. That's the answer to trivia. All born in Wisconsin. Here's Josh Thompson.
Every morning I get up before that rooster crows, headed straight to somewhere I don't even wanna go. Eggs and bacon in my belly and a Folgers coffee buzz. Good old radar detector, it protects me from the fuzz. Well, I do what I gotta do to get through working at 9 to 5. It's killing me, but then again, it's keeping me alive. It puts the gas in my truck, butter on my biscuit, couple bucks when I'm itching for scratch off ticket. That poker makes me broker every Saturday night, but I still got running water and they ain't cut off the lights. Come Friday night, my friends and I start peeling off them labels. Working hard all week, puts a beer on the table. $18 an hour and $1 million tan. All them women whistle at me while I'm working for the man. Making me some cold hard cash out in that summer sun. Come Friday I'll have money, but by Monday I'll have none. Once the bills are paid and that basketball tank is gone from E to F, I fill that big old cooler up, there ain't a whole lot left. But I got gas in my truck, butter on my biscuit, couple bucks when I'm itching for a scratch off ticket. That poker makes me broker every Saturday night, but I still got running water. Ticket. That poker makes me broker every Saturday night, but I still got running water and they ain't cut off the lights. Come Friday night, my friends and I start peeling off them labels, working hard all week, yeah. Put some beer on the table. Oh, put some beer on the table. Would y'all pass me another one of them Coke cans?
Josh Thompson from Cedarburg, Wisconsin, WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. We're headed towards 72 later, maybe headed for a little bit of rain on the way today. We'll see. We could keep our fingers crossed on that. We're at 53 degrees.
Hey, Amy, make sure that gas tank is topped off.
Why is that?
Elizabeth Grabe wants to ban gas-powered cars, trucks, and even tractors.
That's insane.
That's not all. Extremists like Elizabeth Grabe are trying to eliminate fossil fuels, too.
That would destroy so many jobs, hurt our community, and drive costs even higher for families.
She doesn't care.
We need to keep Elizabeth Grabe out of the assembly.
I'm voting for Todd Novak. He's an independent voice, always working for us.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Russian Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
My name is Michelle Wabshaw, and I would like to encourage all Ithaca residents to vote yes for the referendum in November. My boys have attended Ithaca schools since 2015, and I have seen firsthand the extensive impact the amazing staff has had on their educational journey and self-confidence. I know this impact reaches all students, not just my boys. One of the many things I appreciate about Ithaca schools is how the staff is invested in the education and personal growth of their students. The staff really get to know their students and connect with them on a personal level, driving students to be their best selves both academically and personally. Ithaca is more than just a school. They are a community with family values at their core. They provide a learning environment that is supportive, encouraging, welcoming, and safe. Ithaca staff offers rigorous academics and sets high expectations while providing our children with the tools needed to be a productive member of society. The small class sizes ensure each student reaches their full potential and forms lifelong connections with their classmates. I urge you to vote yes for Ithaca schools, yes for maintaining this close-knit community that provides a personalized learning environment that cannot be found in a larger school. Vote yes for our children and yes for our future.
Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics is proud to welcome family nurse practitioner Matt Drakis to our growing primary care team. Matt cares for all ages and is accepting new patients at the Gunderson Boscobel and Muscadet Clinics. From sports and general physicals, acute illnesses, and chronic disease management, Matt looks forward to being your partner in health. To schedule an appointment with Matt in Boscobel or Muscadet, call 375-4144.
Did you know that 70% of the economy is you and me buying things? So a big part of building a strong economy boils down to putting money into our pockets so we can buy more things. A living wage, affordable childcare, paid family leave, and affordable housing puts money in our pockets and creates an economy that can benefit everyone. When we buy things, that encourages new businesses to open and corporations to hire more workers. It makes no sense to give large tax cuts to the ultra-rich because they can't spend the money they already have. And any extra they get goes into investments, not purchases. When political leaders underfund our families and communities and instead cut taxes for the ultra-rich, they deny us the economic benefits we have a right to share in. So, it's a fair economy for everyone or tax cuts for the ultra-rich. You must make that choice when you vote in November.
Paid for by patriotic millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Hey folks, it's Ron Kind. I was proud to represent you in Congress for many years, so take it from me. That place needs a major shakeup. That's why I strongly support Rebecca Cook. Rebecca grew up on a dairy farm, and she led an organization that helped start dozens of small businesses in Wisconsin. Rebecca's like a lot of people here, not too far left or too far right.
You're right, Ron. I'm Rebecca Cook, a strong backer of law enforcement. I'll work with Republicans to secure our border and stop wasteful spending.
Unlike Derek Van Orden, he's arrogant, telling people he doesn't give an F who they are because he's a congressman. Van Orden's done nothing to secure the border, and he'd let insurance companies deny people with pre-existing conditions.
And that's why we need more working-class people in Congress.
Van Orden thinks he's better than us. Rebecca Cook is one of us.
I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Good morning from WRCO Radio. We'll have some friends in the studio with a community conversation coming up here in just a bit on The Morning Show. That's following Trails Time and ABC News. Here's Ernest and Lainey Wilson.
You say that you would like to try again. You'd open up your heart and let us back in. Well, part of me wants to so bad I can't stand it. Part of me wants to be perfectly candid. I would if I could, but I can't. So I won't, but I want to. I'd love to say yes, but it's best if I don't, though I'd like to. That I'm letting you go. I love you so much that I'm telling you no. I would if I could, but I can't. So I won't, but I want to. You're telling me things would be different this time. Oh, but I wish a change of heart would change your mind. And I wanna believe that I'd try us again if I really believed there was some future in. But I can't, so I won't, but I want to. I love to say yes, but it's best if I don't, though I'd like to. I love you enough that I'm letting you go. I love you so much that I'm telling. But I can't, so I won't, but I want to.
Happy trails.
Well, I'm a good friend and neighbor. It's time for us to put our little records away for a little while, and we'll have some community conversation on The Morning Show. Phil, me wishing you all the best. It is 53 degrees at WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The time now is 9 o'clock, and that is news time from